flag bearer of the CPP, Dr. Abubakar Foster, has taken his door-to-door campaign tour to Alajo, suburb of Accra, where he interacted with spare parts dealers, mechanics and traders. He challenged them to cross-check their data at the ongoing exhibition of the voters register to ensure that they are not disenfranchised in this year's election. Dr. Sakara said elections are won at polling stations and urged them to vote massively for the CPP to ensure one-touch victory. Yahya Kwama has filed this report.
The CPP presidential aspirant, Dr. Abubakar Foster, said the party will revamp all collapsed factories under the watch of the NPP and the NDC. This, he said, will help create jobs for the youth. Dr. Sakara said the CPP will train party agents to be vigilant to ensure that the party is not cheated on the voting day.
Before they go to vote, call a register of the voters. Organize themselves to meet in one place. And then when they go to vote, they should record who voted and what are the outcomes. Here. So no longer will we go to a polling station and we think it's going to steal the votes of CPP again, because we are going to check them, boot for boot. We're going to make sure that our members are empowered, count the votes on the day, register the numbers who came to vote on the day, and keep a record so that we can contest any malfeasance that has gone on those polling stations.
Dr. Sakara said honesty and integrity remain core to the values of the party. This, he said, is the only way the country can develop. Dr. Sakara questioned the free senior high school promised by the flag bearer of the NPP, saying what the country needs now is quality education at the basic level. He said most junior high school students who could not make it to the senior high school are walking about without anything in mind to do. According to him, what the CPP will do is to establish opportunity industrialization centers across the country to train the youth who could not make it to the tertiary level.
A report by Yahya Kwama.